With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Day 2 of the inter-secondary school track meet delivered thrilling action on the track and impressive performances in the field as the preliminary events wrapped up today. I had a chance to speak with Tyrone Yen, the Mustang Track Club coach, who shared his insights on the event's progress so far.
You know, it has been two grueling days, I must say, of competition. Quite a number of records have gone down since yesterday and today. One of them that stands out very well in my mind is the high jump under 17 boys. The athlete cleared 1.82 from John Gray High School, and that was indeed a very good performance. The previous record was about 175. That put him in good standing to be considered for the Kerifta Games. And all in all, you know, we had good performances in other areas of the throws, and there was also some good performance as well in the early part of the heats, the preliminary rounds of some of the running events, where we saw records going from in the preliminary. So we can really expect fireworks come tomorrow.
Awesome. I know, well, as you say throws, we're actually sitting here watching the discus. The under 17 boys just finished and the girls are coming on now. What exactly is the goal here for those who are not aware of what discus is? How far do these athletes have to throw, and what's the qualification for Kerifta Games?
Well, the qualification, this age group, as you said, what we're watching right now, it seems to be about the under 15 athletes. We do have competition for them coming up this year. We have the CAC Age Group Championship. I was informed a few days ago by Mr. Murray, who is the president of the association, that the CUT Games may be back in action. So all in, you know, going into the remainder of the year, these athlete performances won't go unnoticed. There will be competition for the under 15s and younger. So it is always good to see them competing. And of course, you know, we will have our trials for those events. And when the time comes, the team will be selected.
You mentioned just a few of them. Any other performances stood out to you over the last couple of days? Not just these last 2 days, but they were into primary last week as well, and Monday and Tuesday. Any performances stood out to you?
There's a lot, but the one that stand out was the high jump one that just went. Okay. And of course, we have Danico Howell, just 12. She went over 5.09 in the long jump. We have young Victoria King, who went over 4 meters plus in the under 13 long jump. Those are all good performances. I've not really gotten a chance to sit down and go through the full results, but hopefully when I do, you know, I can make a better assessment.
The excitement continues as the Cayman Islands Inter-School Athletics Championships head into the grand finale tomorrow. Both primary and secondary divisions will battle it out in the field event and track finals. The day kicks off with the official opening ceremony at 8:30 a.m., followed by competitions starting at 9 a.m. The public is warmly invited to come and cheer on these talented young athletes. Admission is free. And on Wednesday, the Department of Sports hosted its Power Bar session at the Hub, with close to 20 enthusiastic women turning up and giving it their all. The event is part of March's Honoring Women's Month celebrations. Guest coaches Tracy Hargrave and Marianne Pandogi from World Gym led the session, starting with a light warm-up before progressing to medium-level Power Bar exercises.
Oh, it was a fantastic event this year, really fantastic. The new venue is brilliant.
Yes.
Much more equipment. The equipment was much nicer. It was great. And everybody was really, really involved.
This year, I really appreciate her inviting us to come out and do this again. And the ladies seem very enthusiastic and willing to step up and do this type of class. I know it's not something different for them, and it's nice to see them actually get involved and take part in this type of class. And we hope to see them possibly at our own classes.
I'm just about to ask, where can people find you? How can they get in touch?
Trace and I both teach at World Gym, a variety of classes there. We both teach pump and power at the gym itself. So
that's
day. I teach on Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock.
Tracy, and I teach on Saturday morning at 10.
Awesome. And you both do the power bar?
Yes.
Awesome.
Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock.
For those who may not be aware of what the power bar is, could you just explain to them in a nutshell?
It's a full body workout using a weighted bar and occasionally some hand weights or plates. So you work out every muscle group. There's 10 tracks choreographed to the music. 10 tracks, one track per muscle group.
And what's nice about it is a lighter weight. So ladies like the classes, you don't, because a lot of ladies are worried that they're going to put muscle on. Where you actually don't put muscle, you actually lean out when you do this type of track because it's lighter weights long for a longer period of time.
After the workout, attendees shared their thoughts, revealing they had worked out muscles they didn't even realize they had.
What did you think of today's class? It was hard.
It was really hard. I was thinking of another thing to say, but anyways, it was very hard, especially for someone who hasn't been exercising for a long, long time, but I'm trying to get back into the groove of things, and today is the first of many.
What about you? What are your views on how today went?
I thought it was awesome. The facilitator's done a great job. I usually come to exercise 3 days per week, and this session actually targeted different muscles. It's awakened new muscles, yeah. A whole new side of being. So I'm sure that by Friday, you know, I'm going to have to do some extra stretching and then maybe take a dip in the sea. But it was overall, it was really good. Really good session. Thanks very much to the facilitators and for meeting and the Department of Sports.
Awesome. What about you, young lady?
Well, I normally exercise at home, but this is so much fun to be with all these wonderful women. Smita is a great coach, and so is Coach Tristan. It's been fun, and I'll keep coming until somebody kicks me out.
What were your thoughts on how today went?
Oh, it was lovely. It was different, very intense. Definitely work different muscles mm-hmm. from what we would normally do during our normal sessions, but I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Looking forward to something like that again. Do you think this is something that we should do more often?
Definitely. I think it's the diversity is really good. It certainly allows us to work different muscles, and obviously just mixing it up kind of throws in that extra element of fun, but still a really good intense workout. So it was great. Enjoyed it.
Next on the agenda for Honoring Women's Month activities for the Department of Sports is the Goal Setting and Self-Love class. This session featuring Tristan Wessenhagen and Angela Seely will take place at the Hub at 4 p.m. on Saturday. That's it for Radio K-Man's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.